Okay. Really, really good practice today. Very challenging. More like I think we're accustomed to. I think because of the health of our team. We came out and did one-on-ones, receivers and DBs. We did a one-on-one drill with our O-line and D-line. We did a team segment of competition. So a lot of things like that that we can do now, more apt to do it with the health of our team. So all those were really good positives. It was pretty warm out there today, so that was a challenging aspect too. So appreciate how the guys competed all the way through it. So good progress today. Really liked what we did on Monday. I think what we did on Monday helped us ensure a good practice today.
Josh Evans, he had a stinger in the game, but this did the groin also.
Yeah, the groin happened on Monday. Okay. So it's more just tightness, I think. It's more precautionary.
So did Sergio take those reps?
Sergio got some reps. Yeah, we had Sample was out there too and practiced some, so he continues to battle through it. You know, we'll see where he is after today, how he feels. But I know he, you know, went through the whole practice.
How do you feel about Josh for Sunday?
Well, I feel pretty good. I mean, he's shown great toughness in other injuries that he's had. So, and this one doesn't appear to be. I think it's more for us to make sure that he's at full speed.
How did you work left guard without Zane?
Shatley and Boinkle. Okay. Both split reps.
Hey, Gus, did you talk to the team at all about the situation, the division, standings, and whatnot? Kind of lies ahead.
I didn't get into the standings. I'm sure they all know that. I did talk about, you know, the opportunity that we have. I acknowledge that in front of the team. I think there's talk about it and say, yeah, that's great. It's a great opportunity. So we acknowledge it, and then we just kind of brought it back to, all right, let's respect today and get back. You know, I think we have a real disciplined process that we go through, and I think the team really believes in that part of it. So the challenge was we acknowledged it, talked about it, and then we came back and then just went back to work. So it was pretty good, though. It's pretty cool for the team.
Why is it important to acknowledge it and get it out there?
Because there's talk. You know, I'm sure they're, I don't want to be naive to think they look at it, they understand some of the things that are going on. So I think it's better to acknowledge those feelings. I think it's sometimes when you talk to a player and he said, you know, I'm really nervous. And you go, no, you shouldn't be nervous. No, it's okay if he's nervous. You know, you acknowledge it and then you just move on from it. I think that's generally what can happen. I think the same philosophy with this. Hey, you acknowledge it. It's really cool. All right, now let's go back to work.
Was that a similar approach, maybe like in 2010, Seattle finished 7-9? Was it a similar, anything similar from that year to this that you think about?
I didn't bring it to that. I didn't, you know, think about that situation and compare it.
The Jets are going with Fitzpatrick. They've said he's the starter.
Okay.
What do you like about him?
Well, he's decisive. He makes decisions and he goes with it. And I think he has a sense of poise back there. You see him make good decisions. And, I think the team really believes in him.
Fewest sacks allowed in the league. Is that partly him or just the
Yeah, I think that decisiveness. He makes quick decisions regardless if there's pressure or not. And I think he has the ability to run with the ball, so he's a threat there. You wouldn't think that with him, but it shows up on tape. So I think he's just, you know, plays very well for him. I think there's a lot of trust in him.
They've done well running the ball as well. What have you seen from Chris Ivory?
Well, he's very physical and tough runner. He can make something out of nothing, and, his will, I think, is what shows up. So definitely have to have a tackling plan for him. A lot of guys to the ball taking good angles.
You had Pollard out there for the first time. Yeah. What linebacker spots do you like him
at? Well, he can play Mike. He can play Will. You know, he can play those two spots. So he did some things. We did a little one-on-one competition at the end with him. And, sometimes the guys get to showcase their skill set. And he showed up, did some good things in that competition.
You mentioned being able to practice like you wanted. Is it the first time since camp?
Well, I should say we've had bits and pieces. We've gone the pods drill and things like that. But a whole complete practice with one-on-ones. I think the last time we've had one-on-ones with the receivers and DBs is probably about 5 weeks ago. You know, so it's been quite some time. And I think it's always good, you know, to sharpen those skills. And we needed it. And it was very, very good competitive practice. And it's early in practice. So I think it helps set the tone for all of practice
rotating
as well.
Rotating cornerbacks, do you see either one of them?
We're taking a look at that. I think, you know, we evaluate everything. You know, past performances, it's hard. You know, look at, okay, this one-on-one session is what's going to determine it. I think you put it all together, but we did really want to open it up and really evaluate one-on-ones, you know, the team segments, the practice, the drill, the individual drill work. So we'll just keep putting that together. I'd like to come up with a decision as soon as possible, you know, to let that be known. But I think we want to play it out a little bit as well.
Is McCray part of that mix?
Yes.
What does he have to show you guys to get back in that rotation?
Well, I think, you know, his skill set, his length, you know, I think it's probably with all of them, especially with a guy like McCray and Gratz, I think they're really good technicians. I think they do the technique. They can get even better at it, but I think that ability to make plays, you know, when their number's called and they're playing a fade route or they're playing a route, you know, to finish and, you know, finish and with the opportunity to be more aggressive, you know, get that pick, turn it into an interception. I think that's the challenging part for them. I saw that today. I did see that, especially from Gratz. He had a pretty good practice in that matter.
One thing you talked about offseason all the way up is tighter coverage, make plays on the ball. Did you see, yet you have no interceptions from your secondary this year, did you see guys lapse back into the, I don't want to get...
No, I don't think that. I think that's the part of the corners, though. I think that sometimes you're playing the technique, you stay on top, and you get a PBU. You know, but we need to turn those PBUs into interceptions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a guy like House has more than anybody. So I think it's really the challenge for all the group, is to take advantage of those opportunities, you know, and it's one thing to do the technique, but always look for your opportunities. We call them greedy ops. You know, when you know a play is coming and you have an idea because of the set and all the indicators are there, that's your time to make a play. And I think we got to take advantage of more of those opportunities when they show up.
So do you think your corners need to be more aggressive?
Well, yeah, more aggressive than going for the ball and, yeah, without giving up the principles.
You know, do they know the line they have to toe?
I think so. I think there's, you know, you start teaching stay on top, and then they stay on top, and they say, you know what, there's an opportunity for me to make a play. I can stay on top and still do this, and they get a feel for that. That takes some time, but I think it's, you know, they understand it enough. Now we should see it.
When you were able to go back and watch the Bills game, that hit Cyprian put on McCoy to force the fumble, how impressive of a play was that, and is that something you feel like he can build off?
Yeah, I thought it was really impressive because the part was he was 2 yards in the end zone, and he got off a block. And that was the big emphasis for us the whole week was, you know, everybody, hey, fight, get off a block, regardless of where you are. If you're on the backside, front side, it doesn't matter, and have urgency in getting to the ball. And I think he's always done that, but that really showed up on that play. So not only did he get the hit, but the urgency to get off a block and battle and create that play, great teaching for everybody to see.
This team was getting healthy before the bye, but you think the bye really gets you a chance to get some guys even closer to being full speed?
Yeah, I think so, because really, you know, we're looking at like guy like Marquise and Zane Beatles, you know, but everybody else, I mean, when I look at one-on-ones and I'm seeing Rob on air and the number of receivers that we have and the number of DBs, it's always good. It's always good.
Do you see what about
Pat
Patricia left, you know?
Boy, it's a good one. I'm not sure exactly. I know we got a couple weeks left, so, but we'll be smart. You know, as we get closer to, you know, we'll have some practices. We've had 1 week where we didn't go pads, you know, so I don't think we used them all last year, and we probably won't use them all this year.
A couple of plays against Buffalo, you had success with 3 defensive linemen and 6 defensive backs. What are the negatives? Does that leave you wary of something, or is that only?
Well, I think, you know, it was specifically for that game. You know, we looked at some things and we thought that we could utilize some of the skill set of our players. The disadvantage is you're taking a defense alignment off the field. You know, you may say that's an advantage, you know, in third down situations, you know, but I think that, you know, it gives guys more one-on-one opportunities too. And I think the way, you know, they turn the protection, things like that, you're looking to attack the protection, and we actually got some one-on-ones. Branch was in a one-on-one situation where he caused the fumble. You know, so, you know, sometimes those packages, depending on what their team doing and the protection, you know, it can provide some benefit.
So Derek said he comes out sometimes because his leg still isn't, you know, 100%. Are you guys monitoring that or just letting him?
No, we're monitoring it. We keep track of the number of plays that he's in. I think that this will be a good week for Senderic. I think this will be a challenging week because they are a heavy double team. offense. And so, you know, I think this will be a week that we really find out where he's at. And I know he's been, you know, that challenge has been talked to him for this week.
But he admits he's not where he was last year.
Right, yeah, I think it's, you know, if he was, then he'd be up to the 38 reps he had. I think it's, you know, we're growing into that. But each week he's gotten a few more reps.
You think you're going to the 40s this week? Or
no, I don't think so.
No, he'll stay in the 30s.
So. Yeah, I think so.
Are you planning on making any changes on punt coverage or punt team at all?
Well, sometimes a reflection of that is who's up. You know, who's the guys that are active. So once we determine who's active, you might see some different guys in there, but it's more based on that. I think it's been more of an emphasis as far as, you know, we're a protection team, and I think a combination of hang time, direction, and better coverage. You know, some of the aspects were, you know, we looked at tackling, the opportunities were the three-man, you know, cups, or were they two-man, or was it one-on-one tackling, and try to analyze that and then make that an emphasis to the team. So I believe we have the personnel that can get it done. We're just making an emphasis. The personnel may be depending on who's active.
You said to Derek, this is a big matchup for the whole defensive line run-wise because they do run the ball.
Yeah, it's another great challenge for that. Very, very good running team. Ivory is a talented, tough, physical, and they'll just keep, you know, trying to run the ball and run the ball. And then on the perimeter, you know, guys that they have, you know, two really good threats on the outside. So in that aspect, similar to Tampa, right? Evans and Vincent Jackson and Marshall and Decker, and then a good running game. So, you know, that type of a challenge again for us.
Good. Look at the tape. Would you tell what were wrong for defense last week?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I look at them and they're a talented group. I mean, their front is very talented. The way they line up, they get a lot of one-on-ones, you know, with the offensive line. That's the way they do it. With that, they put the corners out, and you've got to have corners that can really stand up in the perimeter, and they feel strongly about those two guys. So that's the way they live. And, you know, I don't know. You know, I see the tapes I watch. I see them flying around, and they miss tackles just like every team, and sometimes it was at inopportune times.
Thank you, guys.